Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and God bless everyone who has tuned in on tonight, this evening, for the Praying Hands Ministry broadcast with your host, Evangelist Alan Carter. Truly, it is a blessing to be a part of this program on tonight. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I count it an honor and a privilege to be on the program with my teammate, Evangelist Alan Carter, who is also a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. Let us get ourselves in position, get our Bibles, notebooks, pens, paper, all of the things that we need to have when we study the Word of God, so that we can hear and jot down what the Spirit of the Lord tells us as we are being taught on this evening. We're going to get the man of God into the studio on this evening, and we'll take it from there. God bless everyone. Evangelist Carter?
God bless you all. How are you doing, Minister Renee?
God bless you, Evangelist. How are you?
We'll give God the glory. How you doing?
Amen. I am blessed. I am so blessed to hear your voice. You are such a blessing to the ministry.
Thank you.
And I really appreciate your service and your ministry and the things that you're doing. It is such a beautiful thing to be servants in the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen. I thank God for you, Minister Renee, because you truly, truly are a blessing. You're too anointed to be disappointed, too equipped to be whipped. You know, so we give God the glory for you. You know, as I say, you're a very powerful young lady in the ministry. You know, your craft is speak for itself, for what you're doing, how you do things. Amen.
Amen. To God be all the glory. Truly, Amen. It is not myself. It is only because of the Lord Jesus the Christ that I am able to do anything, that we are able to do anything. Because it's in Him that we live, and it's in Him that we move, and it's in Him and only Him that we have our very being. I am here to serve. So, Evangelist, I am at your service. Whatever you want to do, this is your broadcast, and truly I thank you for the opportunity to be a part of it.
Well, I thank God for you. I told Apostle Ellis earlier that I'm going to sit back and let you run the show. Me and him talk about it and stuff. He's supposed to talk to you about it. But I'm going to let you run it because I'm getting winded again, so I got to, but we'll talk, he'll tell you, he'll explain it to you, though. So
yes,
go
sir.
Ahead and I turn it over to you. You're praying however you want to do it, it's in your hands. Amen?
Amen. Yes, sir. Truly, I count it an honor and a privilege to be able to share the Word of God on this evening. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Let us all make sure that we are in a place where we have no distractions. Because truly, when we open up the Word of God, it is a sacred time. It is a special time. It is an intimate time to be with Him one-on-one, personally, so that He can speak to us and give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit will have to say to us on this evening. Let's open up with prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for this opportunity to be in your presence. We count it a privilege and an honor. We do not take this opportunity for granted. Lord Jesus, you made it possible for us, the children of God, to be able to come to the throne boldly, so that Abba Father sees us as righteous and in right standing with him. For Lord Jesus, you are the way, and you are the truth, and you are the life. And without you, no man, no woman, no boy, no girl can come unto the Father. Lord, we bless this broadcast on this evening. For Lord, this is your broadcast. You have your way as you only can. Move by your spirit. Rest, rule, and abide on each and every listener, in each and every household. Holy Spirit, permeate, saturate, penetrate, and fill the atmosphere. For you alone are the teacher. Lord, we ask that you hide us all behind the cross so that it is all of you and none of us. And Lord, I ask that you put your words on my tongue and on my lips, that which you will have me to deliver unto your people on this day. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Julie, I count it an honor and a privilege to be before my brothers and sisters on this evening. Thank you so much, Evangelist Carter, for the opportunity to bring forth the word on your program on this evening. Praying Hands Ministry, which will be airing once a month. Not sure if it's either the third Monday or the fourth Monday of every month, but the Praying Hands Ministry will be airing on Blog Talk Radio once a month. Tonight, Spirit has put on my heart to have the title for tonight's message be, "We have what we say, and we say what we believe." We have what we say, and we say what we believe. I'm going to say that one more time. We have what we say, and we say what we believe. We're going to start, there are several scriptures that the Lord has given unto me to give to you on this evening, and we're going to study a little bit. And we're going to begin in Matthew. We're going to look at Matthew chapter 15. And we're going to look at verse 11. So, laying a foundation. Laying a foundation. Matthew 15, verse 11. And it reads, and I will be reading from the Amplified Classic Edition, and we all can follow along in our translations as we come together and break open the word tonight. Matthew 15:11 reads in the Amplified, it says, "It is not what goes into the mouth of a man that makes him unclean and defiled, but what comes out of the mouth. This makes a man unclean and defiles him." Going back to our title, we have what we say, and we say what we believe. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. And these are Jesus' words. He said, "You offspring of vipers, how can you speak good things when you are evil and wicked? For out of the fullness, the overflow, the superabundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." Again, our title, we have what we say, and we say what we believe. Let's go to Luke chapter 6, and let's look at verse 45. It says, "The upright, honorable, intrinsically good man, out of the good treasure stored in his heart, produces what is upright, honorable, and intrinsically good. And the evil man, out of the evil storehouse, brings forth that which is depraved, wicked, and intrinsically evil. For out of the abundance, or the overflow of the heart, his mouth speaks." I have a food for thought question for all of us tonight. What are we meditating on? What are we allowing to filter through our heart and in our thoughts, so much so that we are convinced of what we are thinking, point where we are confessing that which is in our heart? And have we filled our heart with the Word of God? And do we continually declare, decree, speak, and proclaim what God has said in His Word? Because the basis of faith is what we believe. Do you believe? Jesus asked in the scripture, "Wilt thou be made whole?" He also said, "According to your faith, be it done unto you." According to your faith. And God has given each of us the measure of faith. And that measure of faith or belief grows from what is planted in our heart, which consists of our thoughts, our mind, our will. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. When Jesus told us in Proverbs, the Word of God told us in Proverbs, to write His words on the tablet of our hearts. I don't think He said that just to say it. Because the most powerful thing in the entire universe are the words, the tongue. The tongue is the most powerful instrument in the universe. Why? Because we have been made in the image and likeness of God. So that back in Genesis, when we read, "And God said, let there be, and it was," so too we say, "Let there be, and it is." For we have been given the authority and the power to speak those things which be not as though they were. And when we speak those things which be not as though they were, we have to know that we know, that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt, that because God said it and He gave us the authority to do it, that it is done. Amen? Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. I believe it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, it says, and they who indulge in it. That means if you speak words of life, positive words, or if you speak words of death, negative words, we shall eat the fruit of it. And that's either for death or life. The tongue is the most powerful instrument in the universe, because we have what we say, and we say what we believe. And what we believe is the basis of our faith. Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verses 1 through 3 says, now faith is the assurance. Faith is the confirmation. Faith is the title deed of the things that we hope for. And faith is being the proof of the things that we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceives as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Verse 2 says, for by faith, trust, and holy fervor, born of faith, the men of old had divine testimony born to them and obtained a good report. Verse 3 in Hebrews 11 reads, by faith, which is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things that we hope for, and the proof of things that we do not see, and the conviction or the knowing of their existence and reality, because faith perceives as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Verse 3 says, by faith we understand that the worlds, plural, during the successive ages were framed. The worlds were fashioned, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God. So that what we see with our natural eyes, what we look at, what we behold with our natural eyes, was not made out of things which are visible, which means those things, what we see with our natural eyes, were made from things that were invisible. The tongue is a creative force. The words that we speak are invisible, but they carry power. Because we are made in the image and likeness of God, we can speak those things which be not as though they were, and believe it to be done. Believe it to be so. Believe it of a surety, no matter what we see in the natural. Because faith perceives as real fact what is not revealed
to the senses. Mark 11, chapter 11, verses 22 through 24 says, "And Jesus replying said to them, have faith in God constantly." That means continuously. That means every nanomillisecond. Have faith in God constantly. Don't let it waver. Don't doubt him. Verse 23, he says, "Truly, I tell you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt at all in his heart." Why doesn't he doubt? Because he knows that the words that are coming out of his mouth are the words of God. And God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he should repent. And his word does not go out of his mouth and return unto him void, but it will accomplish that which he has set it out to do. And he gave us his ability because we were made in his image and in his likeness. So we have his traits. We are just like our Father. Verse 23 says, "Truly, I tell you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him." Verse 24 says, "For this reason, I am telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that what you prayed for is granted to you and you will get it." Put your whole trust and belief in knowing that the righteous, God's ears are open unto the righteous, and he hears our cry, and he is faithful, and he answers our prayers. He is mindful of us. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, "But without faith, total trust and reliance and confidence in God. Without faith, it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to God. For whoever would come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists." You've got to believe that he's real. You've got to believe that he's living. You've got to believe that he's alive. You've got to believe that he's moving. You've got to believe that he is almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-present at the same time. You've got to believe that he is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. You've got to believe that he is the one that is the foundation of all things, especially our lives, and that he is mindful of us, and he is mindful of our requests, and he hears us when we pray. And as long as we don't doubt when we pray, we know that God will answer prayer. It reminds me of that, of an old song that was sung in the church. as I can remember growing up, if you call on Jesus, he will answer prayer. If you call on Jesus, he will answer prayer. If you call on Jesus, he will answer prayer. He will answer. He will answer. He will answer prayer. And that is the truth. Because God is faithful. And we can rely on him. And we can depend on him. And we can trust in him that he's going to do what he said he will do. For whoever, verse 6 says in Hebrews 11, whoever would come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists, number one, and that he is a rewarder. He rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek him out. Why does he reward those who earnestly and diligently seek him out? Because we're putting forth effort to find him. He said, if you seek me, you will find me. And he will answer, and he answers prayers because of his love for us. Because we are like the righteous man, the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly in Psalm chapter 1. We are the apple of his eye. There is no good thing that he will withhold from those who walk upright before him. No good thing. And all good and perfect gifts come from above. Let's look at very quickly in Matthew. An account that was written in Matthew. It says, Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 13, it reads, as Jesus went into Capernaum, a centurion came up to him, begging him and saying, Lord, my servant boy is lying at the house, paralyzed and distressed with intense pains. And Jesus said to him, I will come and restore him. But the centurion replied to him, Lord, listen. I am not worthy, nor am I fit to have you come under my roof, but only speak the word, and my servant boy will be cured. For I also am a man that is subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come. And he comes. And to my slave, do this. And he does it. In other words, I recognize and I know you are authority. I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. But if you just send your word, just speak as you did in the beginning in Genesis when you said, and let there be. Just speak, and I know my servant will be healed. When Jesus heard him, he marveled and said to those who followed him, who adhered steadfastly to him, conforming to his example in living and if need be in dying also, I tell you truly, Jesus said, I have not found so much faith as this with anyone, even in Israel. I tell you, many will come from east and west and will sit at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons and heirs of the kingdom will be driven out into the darkness outside, where there will be weeping and grinding of teeth. Then to the centurion Jesus said, go, it shall be done for you as you have believed. And the servant boy was restored to health at that very moment. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 21 says, be happy in your faith and rejoice and be glad-hearted continually always. Be unceasing in prayer, praying perseveringly. And thank God in everything, no matter what the circumstances may be. Be thankful and give thanks, for this is the will of God for you who are in Christ Jesus, the revealer and mediator of that will. And do not quench or suppress or subdue the Holy Spirit. Do not spurn the gifts and utterances of the prophets. Do not depreciate prophetic revelations, nor despise inspired instruction or exhortation or warning, but test and prove all things until you can recognize what is good, because all good and perfect gifts come from above. And that which is good that you recognize, to that hold fast. Thank God in everything. We're going to close with that. No matter what the circumstances may be thankful and give thanks, for this is the will of God for you who are in Christ Jesus, the revealer and mediator of that will. For those of you who have tuned in, who may not know Jesus the Christ, who want to know him, who want to follow him, who want to understand his way of peace, his way of doing and being right, who want to walk in his statutes and keep his precepts and keep his teachings and have him come into your heart and live and walk with you and talk with you and commune with you and love on you as he already is doing right now. And he did this and is doing this continually on a daily basis as he shows us his goodness every day. He allows us to wake up and see a brand new dawning of a day. Say this prayer with me. Now, today is the day of my salvation. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I do not know you as I should. I repent from my sin. I turn and walk in the opposite direction of the things that are not like you, the things that are evil and the things that are not right. I thank you, Lord, that you have forgiven me of my sin. Because you came and gave up yourself, your life, and shed your blood just for me. And you loved me so much that you suffered for me. And you laid down your life as a ransom for payment behalf, so that I wouldn't have to be lost. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. And I believe that you gave your life for me on Calvary. And you shed your blood. And you are washing me now with your blood and making me righteous and in right standing with Almighty God. And I believe with all my heart that on the third day you rose from the dead. And you are alive, living, breathing, moving, right now in me, on me, around me, and through me, as you will live forevermore. I ask you, Lord, come into my heart. Live. Stay. Teach me your ways through your precious Holy Spirit. Teach me how to walk upright and how to be pleasing in your sight. As now I work out my own soul salvation with fear and trembling before you. I honor you, and I call you my Lord, and I thank you for being my Savior. And from this day forward, I am saved by faith through your grace, Lord Jesus. By your grace, I have been saved through faith. And I thank you for making me your child. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For those of you who said that prayer for the very first time, welcome. Welcome to the family of God. There is a party going on right now in heaven for you. Oh, for every soul that comes into the kingdom, there is a celebration. Not only is there a celebration in heaven, but there is a celebration in the body of Christ all around the world for you specifically, because you have made the choice to follow Jesus and be his disciple. And for those of you who rededicated your lives on this night, who strayed away as prodigal sons and daughters, but said, I got to get back home. Welcome home. We missed you. We say we love you, and we are praying diligently and perseveringly for you. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to turn this back over to Evangelist Alan Carter. Evangelist, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm telling you, Minister Renee, you're very, very powerful. And I say this with honor. You know, I know you're not looking for no accolades, and I know I understand that. But you know the thing of it is, knowing your craft, you know your craft. And you don't know, a lot of people being touched by you speaking. True words. You see, because if you didn't know that you know that you know, to be something different, but you know that you know. And I say this unto you, keep letting the Lord use you.
Yes, sir.
You see, because we need more powerful ministers like you. Man, because you're captain in your heart. You don't know my sister and them. They say they love to hear you speak because you're very, very knowledgeable, very powerful. And I'm not going to take up too much time, but I'm going to say this unto you. Keep going forward in Jesus' name.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm turning it back over to you now. Amen.
Yes. Thank you, sir. Thank you. To God be all the glory. We want to thank everyone for tuning in on this evening for the Praying Hands Ministry broadcast. Let us end with prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this moment, this opportunity that you have given unto us to study your word together in a spirit of unity as the family of God. Lord, you love your family. You love your family, and we thank you for your love. We thank you for loving us and caring for us and keeping us day by day. In Jesus' name we pray. May the Lord bless us. May the Lord continue to keep us. May the Lord continue to make his beautiful face to shine upon us. May the Lord continue to lift his countenance and turn his face toward us as he smiles on us so lovingly, so beautifully, so tenderly. May the Lord continue to be gracious unto us. And may the Lord continue to give us and minister to us his peace as we minister to him in worship and praise, as he continues to minister to us and give us the fullness of him all in all. Evangelist Carter, let everyone know about your upcoming program, I believe, on Wednesday.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Renee, it's a testimony service on Wednesday night. The phone number is 605-313-6056. Access code 899-561. Pound. That's on Wednesday night from 8 p.m. until, you know, so here it is. That's 605-313-6056-899-651. Yes, pound. That's his code. So we're looking forward to hearing from y'all. That's testimony service on Wednesday night. I know a lot of you all out there hear my voice. A lot of y'all got a lot of testimony. Y'all too ashamed to testify to the goodness and the glory of God. But I tell you like this, you got to testify to something. You better testify, stand it up, and then him have you flat on your back where you can't get up. Okay, so come on and let's share these testimonies of the goodness and the grace of God. Amen.
Amen. Well, that concludes our broadcast on this evening of Praying Hands Ministry. Until we meet again, God bless each and every one of you. And may the Lord continue to give you himself, the fullness of him, all in all. Amen. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, counting it a privilege and an honor to be able to be before my brothers and sisters on this evening. Thank you so much, Evangelist Carter, for the opportunity. God bless you.